The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Rutgers on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Ken Roeder with WHBC Radio.
Urban, you're four games in. You're heading back into Big Ten play, so the important part of your season is in front of you. How would you assess your team through these first four games, the good and what needs to improve?
Pass defense continues to be number one on the hit parade as far as we had three pass interference penalties last week. Other than that, played well, but that's number one where we need to improve. And then number two is consistency on offense, and especially against, you know, when you start getting the conference play and facing the better defenses, you have to play much better. So we have a lot of, you know, it was somewhat experienced team coming back, but a lot of new players in some key positions. And I think we're doing pretty good. The normal development that you have with young players is taking place. So this week's a big one to continue to get better.
As a coach, Urban, with everything going on outside of football with President Trump and his comments, and you've got 16, 17, 18 to 21-year-old players that you're dealing with on a regular basis, how do you keep them focused on the task at hand but also allow them to express their thoughts, you know, with everything that's going on?
Great question, and I think that goes back to developing a culture of team, a culture of respect, and a culture of focus. And so I was unaware that anything was going on until yesterday. I really had to know the depth of it. And I've talked to some players, and we'll do what we normally do, have good conversation, and I'll let people have their opinions and never cross the R word, which is respect.
Thanks, Urban.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Tracy Sprinkle obviously had a devastating injury last year. How has he played this year, and what does he mean to your team in terms of leadership?
He's one of our top players as far as leadership, as far as respect amongst our players, because they know how hard he works, what a character guy he is, and how much he loves his teammates. I actually talked to him today a little bit. He's getting back to that groove that he was before he got hurt. So his last two games have been much better, and we anticipate him to continue to improve as he has more confidence on that leg.
All right. Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Coach, along the lines of the anthem protest situation, if you had a player come to you and wanted to protest in any given way, I guess, what would be that conversation like, and would you be supportive of that?
Well, first of all, you usually don't have these conversations, you know, that's between me and the player, and, you know, I'd be honest, I don't know. And if I did, I probably wouldn't share it with you, because that's, to me, that's sanctuary-type meetings you have with your players that you have trust in. It's no different than if you said, what if my son or daughter came home and asked me, what would I do? That's between me and them.
And then separately, I know you were supportive of Coach Harbaugh's comments about wanting the Big Ten to look at the locker room situation across the conference. What went into your opinion or your viewpoint on that?
Oh, I just agree with him that this is – I think years ago I remember there was some gamesmanship about, you know, putting people in bad places and all that. And right when I got off the phone, I asked our people to make sure that we would never do that because, you know, I don't – that's not something I check very often, but – you know, this is Ohio State, and you never want to put a team without air conditioning or those type of things. So I was not aware what happened at Purdue, and we played there years ago. But we were in a couple situations where you just look around, you got to be kidding me. And so I just think that the commissioner and Gene Smith said that that's going to be brought up in Big Ten meetings, that, you know, these players do a lot for us and do a lot for our conference. They should be treated, you know, right, you know, and that's very clean environment, obviously the proper heat, proper air conditioning, and a sanitary environment. And I would imagine that from this point forward that there are people going to look at that very closely.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Urban, I'm just wondering, you've seen Sam Hubbard grow both physically, obviously, but also, he wants to pursue a career down the line in the stock world, you know, the financial world. But would you buy stock from Sam Hubbard, and why?
I think you know the answer. Whatever he's going to sell, I'm going to buy from him because I trust him. I know he's going to outwork everybody in his field, and he's one of my all-time favorite players.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Steve Howlegan with 27 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I've seen you play probably about 13 of the true freshmen so far, and a few of them got in for the first time ever this past week against UNLV, it seemed. Anybody, after you guys reviewed it, that you said, hey, you know, why haven't we been playing this guy, or anybody who you think will have an increased role perhaps out of that group based on what they were able to do on the field on Saturday?
Yeah, I can see Pete Werner and Baron Browning. They have really made strides, and plus they're very talented guys. Jeffrey Okuda is a guy that's taken a giant step and has earned some playing time. Trayvon Grimes had a couple really good weeks of practice. He's not in the position to be in the rotation yet, but he's working towards that.
Just really quick, DeMario McCall, he had 4 touches in the game, I think a catch and 3 returns. Is he a guy that you can expect to see more of as time goes on, as I presume he gets healthy, and how can he help the offense?
Yeah, if you saw, he wasn't himself. You know, he wasn't dynamic when he had the ball in his hand. And so that's something we're still, and it's really up to him, you know, when he feels that we're, you know, pressing along and trying to do the best we can to get him ready to go. But when you watched him play, that wasn't the DeMario McCall that we've seen in the open field. So it is a real injury. It is something that's getting better, and it's a guy that just needs confidence to become the dynamic player he could be.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Hope with 11 Warriors.
Urban, kind of related to what Steve asked, but just in terms of some of the backups who played, aside from guys who are true freshmen, is there anybody who maybe got his first extended playing time who you feel like has really taken a leap forward from where they were last year to where they are right now?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I just don't want to leave any people out, you know. I'm sorry, I can't think of any.
Thanks, Urban.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.